And I want to read a southern poem, Old Mansion. I know that everyone knows that that some of our bunch, our gang, went in and wrote, went into the writing of a book about the old country style of culture in the South. We had our fingers crossed, knowing we wouldn't turn the clock back, but we liked the country life better than the industrial life. But we knew very well the power, the force that was sweeping us into that tide. And I don't dare to condemn it or to try to get in its path and oppose it. We don't know what we are coming to, but we are making tremendous strides somewhere or other. I have found that though I live in Ohio, on about the top altitude in Ohio, there's no hilltop that's higher than 1,450 feet. That's just the height of the highest place on our hilltop. It's very much like the Garden of Eden to me. It's a pretty country and a nice community, and the rules of the academic faculty are so generous, and they're so kindly disposed to each other. Where they fight, it's terrible, but we don't have those fights. And sometimes I just feel that it's not my business to get worried over the political situation or the financial and industrial situation, the progress of the world. Though I always take an intense interest in the national, the election of the president, I always say I'm independent, but I keep voting for the same party. But I decided that I must not, I could not now keep out of the completest knowledge that I had time to gain about the rate of our progress and its direction. It's an immense field, and so my wife and I take a number of magazines and weekly papers, weekly journals, to keep abreast of that. However, this is looking backward. This is a little piece of homesickness or nostalgia called Old Mansion. And many of you would know it at once before I had finished two quatrains that I was deeply imitating the style of Henry James. And that was true. I was infatuated with his style, thought it very poetic, and used it. It makes it, it puts a few extra words that could be spared into the poem. As an intruder, I trudged with careful innocence to mask indecency a meddlesome stare, passing the old house often on its eminence, exhaling my foreign weed on its weighted air. Here age seemed newly imaged for the historian after his monstrous chateaus on the Loire, a beauty not for depicting by old Vulgarian reiterations the gentle readers abhor. Of course, James spent 20 years after he went to England before he came back to America, and came back to visit America and attempt to size up the culture of America as compared with that of Britain. And he found it better than he had expected. But I don't think he sampled it thoroughly. I was consciously imitating myself in the respect that I had had 3 years in England as a Rhodes Scholar, and then another year in England as a Guggenheim Fellow. In between, I'd had 2 years, exactly 2 years to the day, from New York back to New York, in the French artillery section, either teaching the Americans or at the front, but mostly teaching Americans to let the French instructors go back to the war. I felt that I came back filled with a good measure of European culture, though I greatly overestimated it, my knowledge of it. It was a southern manner. One hardly imagines towers, arcades, or forbidding fortress walls. But sufficient state, though its peacocks now were pigeons, where no courts kept, but grave rites and funerals, indeed not distant, possibly not external to the property, were tombstones, where the catafalque had carried their dead, and projected a note too charnel, but for the honeysuckle on its intricate stalk. Stability was the character of its rectangle, whose line was seen in part and guessed in part through trees. Each time of seeing, I absorbed some other feature of a house whose annals in no wise could be brief nor ignoble, for it expired as sweetly as nature, with her tinge as of oxidation on autumn leaf. Decay was the tone of old brick and shingle. Green shutters dragging frightened the watchful heart to assert your mansion, long and richly inhabited, in porches, its porches and bowers, suiting the children of man, will not forever be thus, O man, exhibited, and one had best hurry to enter it if one can. And at last, with my happier angel's own temerity, did I clang their brazen knocker against the door to beg their dole of a look in simple charity, or crumbs of wisdom dropping from their great store. But it came to nothing, and may so gross denial, which had been deplored with a beating of the breast, never shorten the tired historian, loyal to acknowledge defeat and discover a new quest. The old mistress was ill, and sent my dismissal by one even more rapid and lean and dark than that warped concierge and imperturbable vassal who had bid me begone from her master's Gothic park. Emphatically, the old house crumbled. The ruins would litter, as already the leaves, this petted sward. And no analyst went in to the lords or the peons. The antiquary would finger the bits of shard. But on retreating, I saw myself in the token, how loving from my dying weed the feather curled on the languid air. And I went with courage shaken to dip, alas, into some unseemlier world.